Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open, the Masters Class. On today's show, me and Tommy Dreamer talk to one of the biggest stars of the 90s, but not a WWE star, not a WCW star, not even an ECW star, but a Nickelodeon and ABC star, Melissa Joan Hart. So let's get right to it on Busted Open, the Masters Class. Welcome back to Busted Open. We are very pleased to be joined by Melissa Joan Hart right now, star of Dirty Little Secret, a Lifetime movie special. You may also know Melissa from her starring roles on Clarissa Explains It All and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But she's also a huge wrestling fan, and we're excited to have her now on Busted Open. Melissa, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited about this movie that's coming out. Everybody's been loving the preview, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. And I've been just enjoying being a podcast host for the first time in my life. So that's been fun.
Nothing like a Lifetime movie. Gets me in my feels, if you will. And this one is a very, very interesting one. If you could talk a little bit more about it without giving us some spoilers.
Yeah, no, I won't spoil it because I definitely want people to find out stuff for themselves. But basically, it centers around me and my teenage daughter. My teenage daughter is kind of opening her eyes to the fact that I'm that her mom is not only a nurse during the day, but a hoarder at home. So they live this hoarding lifestyle. And I worked with a psychologist on this character. It was really, it's dark and deep. And we took a big dive into this one. I really sunk my teeth into this character and sort of her two personalities, how it works. She can be very sharp and very clean and very stealth. And then at home, she's just a big clumsy mama bear who doesn't put things where they belong or does, but maybe has too many of them. So it was really interesting to work on the sporting behavior and really dive into the psychology behind it and just learn about, you know, why people kind of gravitate towards this. And in learning it about it, I kind of realized I consider myself a collector, but I don't know that there's a fine line between collector and hoarder. So, I realized I'm lucky I have enough shelf space to display my collections. But for someone that doesn't, or someone that takes it a little too far, you know, a lot of it is attached to loss. If you've lost someone in your life, whether it's divorce or, you know, childhood trauma, or a lot of baby boomers or people that grew up without much tend to hold on to things for monetary value. They remember exactly how much something costs, and other people hold on to things for sentimental value. And losing one of your treasures is equivalent to losing a child or a limb, you know? So, it's a very serious issue, but we do it in a more of a juicy way because it is a rip from the headlines Lifetime movie.
I personally cannot throw out anything wrestling related. I seriously have the first pair of boots I still have. I have every outfit. I have so much wrestling stuff. Yeah. I can't get rid of it.
If you can see the view I have right now, I have a Shirley Temple doll collection and I have all my memorabilia. I mean, I have every magazine I'm looking at, every magazine I've been on the cover of, all of the memorabilia I've been given from every set I've been on, like everything.
But now I don't know if I'm a hoarder or a collector.
Yeah, it's a fine line. I'm telling you, you got to watch out. I mean, the thing is when you stop being able, when you give something too much value, then you have a problem. But hey, if you have a place to display it and it's not, you know, you can dust it off once in a while, you get.
Now, Melissa, when they brought this interview to us and they told us you were a huge wrestling fan, I was like, no way. When did you become such a big wrestler? I'm not shocked because everybody's a wrestling fan. It's whether they want to admit it. When did you become a wrestling fan? Where did you live? Who did you first see?
I mean, it's like, it probably goes back to like Hulk Hogan and being at like a Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award, not Nickelodeon Kids Choice, Nick Takes Over Your School. Being kind of fascinated with it as a child, watching it a little bit here and there. And then when I had boys, when my boys were born, they started watching it a little bit with me and I started to get a little bit more, and I started tweeting some of the matches and stuff. Then all of a sudden, it sort of exploded on me, got a little out of control where I was like, you know,
I remember
was live
this.
Tweeting it and people wanted, that's all people wanted to talk to me about was wrestling. And I took a little step back. I was like, whoa, this is, you know, this is not my career. Hold on a second. You know, I got a little space, you know? So, it's been fun. I've lost touch a little bit, but I have this new podcast, which has been kind of fun. I did do an AEW event recently and we had some of the guys on, we had a few of the, we had, Matt,
Hardy?
Matt Hardy? No, Matt and his brother,
Matt Jackson, Nick and Matt Jackson.
Jackson and his wife. We had his wife on. So we had, we had them on the show and that was really fun. And then we got to go to an AEW. I took my boys to an event there or here in Nashville. And then we had Big Show on. I actually directed Big Show's TV show for Netflix when he had his show, The Big Show Show. And we became buds and he was coming through town too on an AEW tour. And I was like, want to come by the podcast studio? He was like my favorite guest I had on the podcast though, because this big, amazing guy is like, first of all, the biggest softy, nicest guy. Found out he had 13 cats. Find out he's a huge Dungeons and Dragons geek, like with Vince Vaughn, has a D&D gang with, you know, Vince Vaughn. And then what I loved was when I was texting him, I'm like, hey, you want to come on my show? We talk about what famous people are into. So what are you into? He's like, girl, we got to talk about The Handmaid's Tale. I'm obsessed with The Handmaid's Tale. And I just thought that was the funniest thing to think of Big Show talking about The Handmaid's Tale. And I was like, this is going to be my favorite episode. So it did. It turned out to be one of my favorites.
I remember when all that went down because AEW ring announcer Justin Roberts had said something and he was just like, you had responded back to his tweet. And it's funny when you see other celebrities react to when other people respond to them. And I'm like, yeah, she's probably a bit of a wrestling fan. That's normal, you know, but it's just, you see the fandom in other people. But, I mean, you think about it, you were on television and you were such a big star. And it takes people back because you're a part like of their childhood. And that's awesome because of the character that you were blessed to be a part of.
Well, it is. It's funny. Like, it's funny how people react to me, but then how, you know, of course how I react to other people. And then it's shocking when they react that way to me. Like I went to a Harry Potter premiere and my friend, and we were grown ass adults. Like she was probably close to 40 and was like, oh, there's Daniel Radcliffe. And I was like, come on. Like, I didn't really care about, like, I wasn't like fanning out that much. I was like, let's go talk to him, and walked over and he goes, oh, oh my God, I grew up with you. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, we're coming over to fan on you. And you just said that about, like, I was like, oh God, I'm going to a little feather in my cap. I'll just like, you know, that was fun. But Big Show is I think one of my favorite people that I've ever met. And he is just a love. And he what does he call me? But he calls me Shooter. His nickname for me is Shooter. So I love when I fan out over him. And then, like, you know, the divas, the Bella twin, you know, like, just got really into them. My son got really into them. And so I've had a lot of fun with like the wrestling world. And I don't keep up with it that much. I mean, I hope to go to some SummerSlams and, you know, but don't get to go to that often. But AEW has been a really fun thing to be watching that grow and develop.
Yeah, we saw you on air there. Also, in our world, a Shooter means you're a legit wrestler, means you're a badass. You're a badass woman. So that's a praise coming from a 7'4" giant.
Okay. Well, he did it because I was directing his show and it was more like the shooter of the show. He called me a shooter. So that's his, he's always like, he'll text me like, what's up, Shooter?
And I enjoyed that show. It was a Netflix must watch, had a lot of parallels.
Family show too. Yeah. The family aspect was really great. And I do love that about wrestling too. You know, a lot of the time I feel like I can bring my kids and it's a good place to, you know, have some entertainment, have some family fun, and it's a safe space for them, you know, for the most part. Sometimes.
Melissa, you talked about AEW. You're a fan of AEW. You've been to AEW events. Are you familiar with a wrestler named Danhausen?
The
guy that puts spells on people.
Oh, yeah.
Wears the face paint. So I got to ask you, how do you think Sabrina the Teenage Witch would fare against Danhausen?
Well, we did an episode. We did a wrestling episode. Oh, my gosh. Who was it? It should be easy to Google. But we did an episode where I did wrestle. I was put in some kind of chokehold. Oh, my gosh. Big blonde guy.
Hulk Hogan. No.
No, I wouldn't know Hulk Hogan. No, and I should know this guy too. We had China on. We had a bunch of wrestlers on, actually, on Sabrina. But there was one where I was in the ring. We were wrestling. The referee was, another famous face actor, like character actor. It was a really fun episode. You can find the pictures online. And there's a picture where he's like, got me in a chokehold. And I'm really selling it, guys. I was proud. Like, so when we were at
listen
the
to, listen to recently, you with the terminology, you really sell. Now, if you're going to say,
I just want to come in with a chair. Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn was the wrestler we were in the ring with that I was, I don't remember much of it. Cause I think I was so focused on the choreography of it that I wanted to be careful that I, you know, obviously we didn't want anyone to get hurt. We wanted to do it right for camera. You know, where's the camera going to be when I land this way and that way? But it was super fun. And, I love going to those events. I love being a part of it. I love seeing the people. I want to get involved in one of them. Like next time I go, when I went to the last AEW event, I have to admit, I came very close to climbing over and kind of getting up there and doing something because I was getting a little upset about some of the events going on. I was like, anyone have a chair?
Maybe an exploding barbed wire death match. Would you like to get involved with that?
Maybe no barbed wire. That sounds
okay.
Well, Impact Wrestling,
the belts and the chains and stuff like that. Oh my gosh, what did they do with this one? It was two women, and one picked the other one up on the ropes, and then they set up a table and they fell on the table onto the floor. I was like, someone's gonna die. Like, this
they used a table.
You can they fell onto the table, which broke their fall, but they still hit the cement. And
Well, maybe if they learned how to wrestle the right way, they wouldn't need to use tables, because anybody who needs to use tables doesn't know how to wrestle worth a damn.
It was a far drop. They were falling far. This was a big drop. I was panicking. Like I was legit panicking. So yeah, I get a little emotionally involved. So I have to.
And that's what it's all about. It's live theater. You get emotionally involved in the characters.
Exactly.
And you want that response, just like when you're doing a play or when we're watching your movie, you want to see the people get in, because obviously this character you have is a complex character.
Yeah.
And there are so many complex characters in the world of professional wrestling.
Well, I guess technically in this new movie, I'm a heel. So
nice.
The first time I don't often play the heel. So
are you the type of heel in the name of the movie Dirty Little Secret? You can catch it on Lifetime. Are you like the one that enters the person's lives? Like, how could you be living like this? You're going to ruin yourself. A heel of that nature.
Oh no, I'm the hoarder. I'm ruining my daughter's life.
Wow.
All my
okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
I'm the one that's causing all the, you know, I'm the one that's plagued by issues from my life and then causing problems in my kids' lives, making my daughter shower at school and, you know, no running water in the house and no bed to sleep in and that kind of thing.
Was it a difficult role to immerse yourself into?
It, you know, surprisingly, it wasn't. I did a lot of research. I worked with a psychologist. I worked with a few different acting coaches, movement specialists, to really embody the two different personalities of this character. And I felt like, and I could pull from a few experiences in my own life and people I know. And it was really exciting. It was really fun. And it was a pretty raw sort of thing for me. I got to a place where it was not, I don't want to say easy, but I've always been terrified of doing drama. It's not my comfort zone. I prefer comedy. I feel like I can turn a joke really easily. But doing this drama always terrifies me a little. I didn't go into it with fear. And I went into it very calm, which was the right way to approach it, I think. And I feel like I was able to deliver a true performance. So we'll see. I'll see what you guys think. Let me know.
I will definitely watch it. I look forward to it. Like I said, I enjoy a Lifetime. I'm known as this hardcore wrestler, but yet we like to watch our Lifetime specials.
Do you have 13 cats like Big Show?
I have three dogs. Yeah, we roll up. I knit. I do these things.
There you go.
I have 27 goldfish.
Scrapbooking. You have what?
27 goldfish.
27 goldfish?
Yeah. I got a pond. Yeah, I got a pond down. I got a pool and a pond. The pond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got
a pond. Yeah. That's okay. I'm like 27 goldfish is a lot. 27
goldfish. Yeah.
That's a lot. So.
He we're too big, is a hoarder. He can't throw away any food.
I can't throw away food. I have to eat
waste.
It all.
I look food waste. I compost. Like I can't. That's another thing. Like I don't know the difference between like trying to be practical and kind of you know being careful of not wasting money, food, all those things. And hoarding. There's a fine line between like, do I keep all the bubble wrap in case I need it? Do I keep all the tissue paper for, you know, gift bags? Or do I just not have the space for it and I can go buy it down the street? You know, so I don't know.
I can't stand to see the wasting of food. So one of the things I do at my local supermarket is whenever like the hot food, you know, at the end of the night where they're going to throw it away. And I actually buy a lot of the hot food half price and then I give it to the homeless people. And that's my good deed for the day. So we're not wasting the food. So,
yep.
Melissa, it was really nice to have you join us on Busted Open today. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming out and telling the world that you are a massive wrestling fan and you joined us here on the best pro wrestling show on the planet. Good luck with Dirty Little Secret on Lifetime. I hope it does mega numbers for you. Tommy will watch it. I will watch it. Tommy will rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 Singapore canes, 1 being meh, 10 being it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
All right. So. I can't wait to hear what you think of it.
Thank you, Melissa.
There's some twists and turns. I don't want to spoil it for you, but there are some crazy twists and turns in it. So I would love to tell you, but I can't. Some things I've never done in a movie before. But also don't forget to check out What Women Binge, my podcast. It's on anywhere you get a podcast and on YouTube.
There you go. We got all the information. Now we can watch and we can listen, Tommy. Melissa Joan Hart, thank you very much for joining us on Busted Open.
Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Melissa Joan Hart. And once again, we thank her so much for joining us on the Master's Class, along with myself and Tommy Dreamer. Don't forget, you can listen to the Master's Class each and every Sunday right here on the Busted Open podcast. And you can also catch Busted Open each and every weekday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Busted Open is part of the Sirius XM Sports Podcast Network. The executive producer is Paul Ehrlich. The digital producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andre Viola is the associate producer. Marissa Rivas is the director of Fight Nation and Sports Podcast. Special thanks to Senior Vice President of Sports and Podcast, the legendary Steve Cohen.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.